The global market for the glue that holds our world together is set to hit over $122 billion by 2033. But what if the future of AI, electric vehicles, and the circular economy doesn't depend on the chip, but on the adhesive holding it together? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping U.S. and European industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're going behind the scenes of the big headlines. We're not talking about the latest AI model or EV launch, but the invisible innovations making them possible, advanced materials. We're seeing a flood of breakthroughs in specialized adhesives, encapsulants, and films coming out of Japan, Germany, and the US.
Exactly, Susie. These aren't just incremental improvements. They are fundamental enablers. We're tracking new materials that solve critical heat problems in EV batteries, protect fragile AI chips that are getting bigger and hotter, and even materials designed to come apart at the end of a product's life. For Western manufacturers, the choice of these materials is becoming a key competitive battleground.
Let's start in the electric vehicle space. We've talked a lot about battery chemistry, but this week, a development out of Japan caught my eye: a new thermally conductive adhesive sheet. Troy, what is this and why is it important now?
This is an announcement from a Japanese company at the Techno Frontier 2026 conference. They've developed an adhesive sheet with a thermal conductivity exceeding 8 watts per meter Kelvin. Think of it as a double-sided tape that's incredibly good at moving heat.
So it sticks battery cells together and pulls heat away at the same time?
Precisely. Its primary job is to uniformize the temperature across all cells in a battery module. Hot spots are the enemy of battery life and safety. This sheet draws heat out evenly to the cooling plates. DuPont in the U.S. also just launched a new high-performance, silicone-free thermal gap filler targeting the same problem.
Okay, a high-tech heat sink tape. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European auto manufacturers?
It presents both an opportunity and a threat. The opportunity is a simpler, lighter, and potentially cheaper battery pack design. This Japanese sheet replaces more complex liquid cooling channels or bulky thermal pads, streamlining assembly. For a gigafactory in Nevada or a battery plant in Germany, that means higher throughput and lower manufacturing costs. The threat is supply chain dependency. Right now, this is a highly specialized material from a single Japanese supplier.
What should our listeners in trading and distribution be thinking about?
Sourcing and partnerships are key. Trading companies need to be identifying these next-generation thermal interface materials now. They're not just for EVs. They'll be crucial for data centers and power electronics. Distributors should be talking to their customers about the limitations of current thermal pads and pastes to position themselves as a source for these newer, sheet-based solutions.
So, what's the actionable insight for executives?
Task your engineering and procurement teams to evaluate these new sheet form and advanced gap filler thermal materials immediately. Model the total cost savings from simplified assembly versus the material cost. And for supply chain security, begin qualifying at least one North American or European supplier like DuPont or Henkel in parallel with any Asian sources.
Moving from EVs to the heart of the digital economy, artificial intelligence. The chips powering AI are getting monstrously large and hot. Two major German and Japanese chemical giants just made announcements on this front.
That's right. Henkel in Germany and Sumitomo Bakelite in Japan both unveiled new epoxy welding compounds, or EMCs. These are the black plastic materials that encapsulate and protect the final semiconductor package.
I always assumed that was just simple plastic. What's the big deal?
It's incredibly complex material science. As AI processors use 2.5D and 3D stacking with multiple chiplets, the package gets very large. Different materials expand and contract at different rates when heated. This creates immense physical stress, causing the package to warp, which can literally break the connections.
And these new materials from Henkel and Sumitomo are designed not to warp?
Exactly. They're both formulated for ultra-low warpage and low stress. Henkel is marketing its solution for high thermal stability, critical for hot-running AI accelerators. Sumitomo Bakelite is highlighting its superior flow characteristics, which is crucial for filling the tiny gaps in a complex 3D package without leaving voids.
So, how does this affect U.S. and European manufacturers, especially the tech giants designing these chips?
For U.S. and European fabless chip designers, these advanced EMCs are a critical enabling technology. Without them, their next-gen designs for data center and AI processors are simply not manufacturable at scale. It means they can design larger, more powerful, multi-chiplet modules with higher yield and better long-term reliability. European Semiconductor Assembly and Test Facilities, or OSATs, need to qualify these materials to win business for packaging these advanced chips.
What should trading companies and electronics distributors know?
This isn't a component you just list in a catalog. This is a strategic material. Distributors who understand the technical nuances of low stress versus high thermal stability EMCs can become invaluable consultants to their customers in the chip design and packaging world. They need to be tracking the material roadmaps from Hinkle, Sumitomo, and others very closely.
Actionable insight for a tech executive?
Your packaging and reliability engineering teams need to be in deep early stage discussions with these material suppliers. The choice of EMC is no longer an afterthought. It must be co-designed with the chip architecture. A mismatch can derail a multi-billion dollar product launch. Secure your supply and technical support from these key players now.
Troy, our last topic is a fascinating one that looks to the future. A German research institute just developed what they call a debondable adhesive for cars. This sounds counterintuitive. Don't you want car glue to be permanent?
You do for the entire life of the vehicle, but the problem is what happens at the end of its life. Modern cars, especially EVs, are a complex sandwich of steel, aluminum, and carbon fiber composites, all bonded together with high-strength structural adhesives. This makes them light and safe, but almost impossible to pull apart for recycling.
So you can't separate the valuable aluminum from the steel?
Correct. It all gets shredded together, which massively downgrades the value and purity of the recycled material. The Fraunhofer Institute for Manufacturing Engineering, or IPA, in Germany, has developed an epoxy-based adhesive that holds with tremendous strength during the car's life, but can be triggered to release.
Triggered how?
The specific trigger could be heat, a chemical agent, or a specific energy frequency. You apply the trigger, and the adhesive's bond strength is temporarily reduced, allowing you to cleanly separate the multi-material components.
How does this specifically affect U.S. and European automakers?
This is a direct response to looming European Union regulations on circular economy and end-of-life vehicle directives. European manufacturers, particularly in Germany, are under immense pressure to design for disassembly. Adopting this technology allows them to meet future recycling targets and market their vehicles as more sustainable. For U.S. manufacturers, this is a chance to get ahead of similar regulations that are almost certain to come to North America.
And for trading companies or distributors in the material space?
This represents an entirely new product category, reversible or debondable structural adhesives. This isn't just for automotive. Think aerospace, wind turbine blades, even consumer electronics. Companies that can build expertise and supply chains around these circular economy materials will have a significant first-mover advantage.
What's the actionable takeaway for an executive in manufacturing?
You need to establish a cross-functional team with members from design engineering, manufacturing, and sustainability. Their mandate should be to evaluate debondable fastening technologies, starting with this Fraunhofer innovation. They should begin pilot projects on non-structural components to understand the manufacturing implications now, so you're ready when regulations make this mandatory.
All right, a lot of deep intelligence on the materials front this week. Troy, can you boil it down to the top three strategic takeaways for our listeners?
Certainly. First, the thermal management of EV batteries is a critical competitive front. The shift from pastes and pads to integrated adhesive sheets and advanced gap fillers is accelerating. U.S. and European automakers must secure their supply chain for these next-generation materials to stay competitive on cost, performance, and manufacturing efficiency.
Second,
the reliability of next-generation AI processors is fundamentally limited by their packaging materials. The battle between German and Japanese chemical giants to create ultra-low-stress molding compounds is enabling bigger, more powerful chips. Technology companies must engage with these material suppliers as strategic partners, not just vendors, from the earliest stages of chip design.
And the final takeaway for the week?
Finally, the circular economy is moving from a talking point to an engineering requirement. Debondable adhesives, like the one from Fraunhofer, will be essential for meeting future recycling and disassembly mandates. Manufacturers should start experimenting with these materials now to build a knowledge base before they become a regulatory necessity. The future is not just what you make, but how it can be unmade.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The materials that hold our technology together are becoming as strategic as the silicon inside. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Make sure you subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an update. Join us next week for your next strategic briefing.